cash fed cattle prices perked up on Wednesday. Creighton University's latest Rural Main Street Index remains in positive territory for the 11th consecutive month. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 28th of October. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices finally moved beyond steady money Wednesday. Live prices were $2 higher in the Southern Plains at $126 a hundredweight, $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $126 to $127, and $2 to $3 higher in Nebraska at $127. Dress trade was $4 higher at $200. Trade was slow on light demand in the Southern Plains and Western Corn Belt, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. It was slow to moderate on good demand in Nebraska. Despite stronger cash prices, live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed, from an average of 28 cents higher through the front five contracts to an average of 18 cents lower. Although turning the seasonal corner higher, wholesale beef prices were lower Wednesday afternoon. Choice was down $1.13 to $283.63 a hundredweight. Select was 85 cents lower at $261.69. Feeder cattle futures softened in the wake of a strong surge in corn futures prices. Feeder cattle closed an average of $1.34 lower, except for 52 cents higher and nearly spent October. Corn futures closed mostly 10 to 13 cents higher with support from ethanol production and lower corn production in Brazil. Soybean futures closed mostly 2 to 3 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed but mainly higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers and heifers sold $3 to $5 higher on limited comparable offerings at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Steer and heifer calves sold mostly steady. There were 5,309 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 600 to 950 pounds sold $2 to $9 higher at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where there are 3,170 head. There are too few comparable heifer sales for a trend. Steer calves weighing 450 to 500 pounds sold mostly steady at Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, where there were 3,050 head on offer. Steers weighing 501 to 600 pounds sold $4 to $5 lower. Heifer calves weighing 450 to 500 pounds traded mostly steady, but $4 to $5 higher at 501 to 550 pounds. There were too few comparable yearling offerings for a trend, but higher undertones were noted for yearling steers with good to very good demand. Finally, feeder steers weighing 700 to 900 pounds sold steady to $2 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City. Steer calves weighing 350 to 700 pounds sold $6 to $8 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 600 to 900 pounds sold steady to $2 higher. Heifer calves weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold $6 to $8 higher. There are 2,950 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed Wednesday amid what appeared to be rally fatigue, likely profit-taking, and skittishness about economic growth. Crude oil futures were also down sharply on higher weekly inventories than expected. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 266 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 23 points lower, but the NASDAQ was up fractionally. Solid grain prices, the Federal Reserve's record low interest rates, and growing exports have underpinned the rural Main Street economy, says Ernie Goss, Jack A. McAllister Chair in Regional Economics at Creighton University's Hyder College of Business. As for exports as a support factor, Goss says USDA data show that year-to-date in 2021, agricultural exports are more than 25.4% above the same period last year. Creighton University's Rural Main Street Index remained above growth neutral in October for the 11th consecutive month. It rose to 66.1 from 62.5 in September. That index is based on a monthly survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of a 10-state region dependent on agriculture and/or energy. The majority of bankers, 82.1%, indicate farmers in their areas are in solid cash positions with little need for borrowing. The region's farmland price index slid to a very strong 81.5 from September's record high, 85.2. October's reading represented the 14th straight month that the index was above growth neutral. That's your Cal Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 28th of October. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.